Well, hello and welcome to Truth Teller. I'm so glad you're here with me. I'm Kelly, and I'm the founder of Women for One and the creator of this course. And I can't wait to dive into this course with you on this incredibly wild journey that you've chosen to take with me. It's a transformational choice that will help you make your life happen in a much bolder way. So let's talk about the word truth telling. The value of truth telling is one that really hits home for me personally. I started Women for One out of a desire to support myself in sharing my own truth. And I created this community out of a desire to bear witness to my own story, to feel less alone and more connected to others, and also to inspire women to share some of their own personal struggles and triumphs. I've discovered that for so many of us, our voices have been shut down by a variety of circumstances and limiting beliefs, as well as trauma that we've all lived through. I also firmly believe that the best way to overcome the old stories that serve to keep us silent is to dive deep into our past, into that treasure chest of stories that constitute the good, the bad, and the ugly of our lives. Although many people think of me as being brave or outspoken because I head up this global organization and really have made it my life's work to empower other women to step into making their own lives happen, the truth is that my own personal journey has included a great deal of challenges, like all of us, but also it's included a great deal of healing. So you see, like many other women out there, I'm a survivor of sexual abuse, and for so many years, the shame that resulted from being abused by my own father led me to push down that secret, and along with that secret, push down the full truth of who I am as a woman and a human being on this planet. Throughout my life, I've faced a lot of challenges. I'm sure like you. I've been through a divorce. I've been through the death of a parent when I was a teenager. I moved in my childhood many, many times. But the biggest challenge I feel like I've faced, it's been really around fully owning my truth, owning everything that has ever happened to me, and choosing to use it as a source of empowerment rather than one of secrecy or shame. So a challenge of really overcoming my shame. And I believe all too often we let our past be an excuse for why we can't pursue our greatness or fulfill our dreams. And often we do this unconsciously. I know I did. When I started Women for One, I really wanted to help women in my community get to their, quote, what's next in life. And then not by pushing through and aggressively clearing away everything that's ever brought them pain, but by integrating the most impactful experiences of life into who they really are and using those experiences as signposts that lead them toward their great passion and purpose in life. So why exactly is it so important to share your truth with the world? A lot of people have asked me that, and you may already know that because you've signed up for this course. But I'd like to answer that question with another question. What happens when we create a world in which women from all walks of life have the strength to speak their truth and are supported in doing so? What a great question. I love that question, and I hope that I continually ask myself that question as I'm the founder of Women for One and as I create these courses that support and uplift women and their voices. I truly believe that with the evolution of social media and the fact that we have so many brave women who are willing to share their voices, even if it's just on their Facebook newsfeed, we're beginning to see what that kind of world might look like. A world in which we are truly no longer willing to be second-class citizens or sacrifice what is true for us in the effort to be seen as likable or pretty or acceptable. There's a real truth-telling revolution that's happening. And I see this truth-telling revolution as being parallel to the women's movement that started in the 60s and 70s, with women fighting for the passage of the Equal Rights Amendment, reproductive rights, and just the fundamental liberty to live their lives as they choose. That movement has been through a lot of changes, and it is continuing to evolve. It's moved from the fight for external rights like equal pay and control over our bodies to a more integral and internal approach. Coming into our wholeness as women isn't just about being viewed as equal to men. Let me say that again. Coming into our wholeness as women isn't just about being viewed as equal to men. It's about recognizing our own innate strengths and accepting ourselves fully and completely. And as women, we're being called upon to not merely focus on getting results out in the world or to fixate on external achievements, all of which are wonderful and good and necessary as we manifest in this world as women. But the thing is, the truth teller revolution is one that starts from the inside out. Only now are we beginning to believe that we deserve just as much as men do. Only now. We're starting to see a new movement, and it's not just about our, quote, rights. It's also about trusting our voices and owning our worth on a very deep level. It's about digging beneath all the toxic voices, especially our own, that have served to keep us small and silent. It's about pulling up those weeds in our internal landscape so that we have room for our garden to grow. When we fully own our self-worth, we own our truth. When we do this, we begin to claim that story of our life. And it's so important to do this because that means you are the one who is being empowered to write your own story, figuratively and literally, rather than letting someone else write it for you. No one else should write your story. Not your spouse, not your partner, not your friends, not society, not your parents, only you. And throughout history, so many women's voices have been lost or their stories have been distorted and retold by men. This class is all about reclaiming your voice, your story, and your power. When we start to do this as individuals, we promote a culture in which the sense of valuing our personal stories and contributions can be cultivated in a major way. So we're going to do some very deep exploration, and I am so excited you're here with me. With the support of the Facebook community, myself, my staff, you're going to learn how to claim your unique voice with confidence, ease, and courage. You will become better acquainted with that still, small, and powerful voice within. And better yet, you'll learn to project it so that it's loud, clear, and I love that clarity piece, and expressed in the world. In owning your truth, you'll cultivate the courage to share it with your friends and family and other people in your community if you wish to do so. You'll also be part of a global sisterhood of women who are transforming the world with their stories and truth-telling. You'll be expressing yourself through writing a lot, but the truth is, this isn't really a class that was made for people who consider themselves, quote, writers in the formal sense. The exercises in this course are about digging into your experiences and wisdom and learning to express yourself in an authentic way. The writing is just a tool that will help get you there and make sense of your life experiences and integrate them on a deep cellular level. Throughout this course, you'll also be given exercises that will help you get into your bodies. As I think, I mean, really, as we'll discuss, we can't be clear and make our life happen if we're disconnected from our bodies. It's just not possible. And I'm hoping you'll agree with me either now or after the course completes. Be sure to read the intro module as it will give you all the details you need to know about the course, including accessing each week's module, details about the Facebook group, what to expect, and how to make sure you're giving yourself everything you need on the journey. Also, please commit as much as possible to be in the moment and let yourself go really deeply into the soul digs and feminine wisdom exercises and the home play, which you'll find and discover throughout the modules. The deeper you surrender to the process, which I promise you will be profound and has been profound for me, the more insights you'll receive and the more rewarding the journey will be for you. I promise. I also encourage you to look through the bonuses for this course, especially my recent conversation with Barnett Bain, which is an awesome intro to the meat of this course. And, you know, if it were me, I'd listen to that after listening to this audio. Just make some time before the course starts. He is just a powerful man and has some incredibly wise tools that you can use throughout the course to implement into your life. As you know, if you've already read through the intro, one of the things you'll walk away with by the end of this course is a piece of writing for the Women for One website or for any website or blog that you want to submit it to. Now, that's totally an optional bonus, but we'll talk more about it later in the course. Just wanted to highlight it in this intro audio. I know that some of you on here are not necessarily interested in sharing your truth with the world or in becoming published authors, but I can't emphasize enough how valuable the experience of sharing my story with others and the world has been for me. Although I don't truly identify as a writer, I just finished my first book. Yep, I finished my first book and I don't identify as a writer. It's a new paradigm, people. This book is all about my own journey in making my life happen and the tools I've picked up along the way. Even though I'm not a writer, I'm extremely passionate about sharing my story with others in the hopes that they'll learn from my experiences and explore their own lives and truths in a deeper way. I've learned that one of the most liberating gifts we can give ourselves is the permission to express who we are, to be that person, and to write and live from that place right there, just being who we are. This action leads to a more authentic and joyful life. Believe me, I've experienced it. It also leads to better and more fruitful relationships with others and to a sense of accomplishment that hands down beats any cookie cutter standards for success. I cannot stress this enough. Living and sharing our truths also has the power to connect us to ourselves, other people, from our partners to our kids, to someone halfway around the world you might never meet in person. I can't even describe to you the sisterhood that I have created by reaching out to women across the world that are half my age, living in poverty, living in different conditions, with different religions, with different leaders, and different belief systems, and they're all still my sisters, and I've learned so much from them. In the words of Women for One truth teller, author, and speaker Janine Shepherd, when we share our stories, we open our hearts to allow others to share theirs. It gives us a sense that we're not alone in this journey, and I totally agree. So just take that in for a moment. Take in that when we share our stories, and take a deep breath, we open our hearts to allow others to share theirs. It gives us the sense that we're not alone on this journey. So, how do you feel? Empowered? Excited? Like you've joined a sisterhood? Well, you have. So let's take a moment to consider how you want to move forward on this wild journey. One of your first steps on the journey is to set a powerful intention for yourself. I want you to think about what that might be. Go ahead where you're sitting, take another deep breath, and close your eyes. Breathe deeply into your belly. Remember, when we set an intention, we're clear on what we want to get out of something. So, in this space of stillness, ask yourself and pose the question, what are you most hoping to get out of this course? So, what am I most hoping to get out of this course? Remember, nothing is too big or small. It could be anything from healing an old wound to cultivating more authentic and real relationships that let you speak your truth. Maybe you just want to be happier and more self-accepting. So just take a moment. So once you've figured out what your intention is, it might be nice to write it down now so that you can go back and evaluate it and refine it on a weekly basis. It's totally fine if your intention changes or transforms and expands on this journey. That's how life is, after all. But for now, just hold that intention close to your heart. Honor it. Nourish it. And know that you have everything in your power to fulfill it. In the words of author Melody Beatty, I encourage you to live your life from your heart. Share from your heart and your story will touch and heal people's souls. I so look forward to being on this journey with you. Please make sure to check in with us, email us at truthteller@womenforone.com with any questions, check in on the Facebook group, and big, big love and power to you. And I'll see you next week.